Joining us now, he also played in the National Football League, played for the Steelers and the Bears, went on to ESPN, and now has a brand new book called Brainwashed, the Bad Science Behind CTE and the Plot to Destroy Football. Merrill Hodge joins us now on The Fanatic on CBS Sports Radio in Phoenix. Merrill, it's Rock, Mnuch, and Jimmy B. How you doing this evening? Thanks for jumping on with us here in Phoenix.
Rocking the Jimmy Show, boy. Good to be on with you.
What's happening? How you doing? Wait, give us a little. Tell us what's going on in your world now.
Well, I'm in Boston right now with my coaches meeting, putting together our second season for Your Call Football. So that's what's going on right now. What makes our league unique? We lost it last year, Mike Sherman and I. Fans call all our plays. So we're a pro league that's developing players. We're a play-driven league that the fans call our plays. So it's an exciting new season, and we're getting ready to rock and roll.
So, Merrill, are these fans calling all trick plays? Is there a common play they seem to call a lot?
Well, let me just say this. Everybody wants to score a touchdown on every play. Part of the technology is that I actually, as a head coach and offensive coordinator, I actually put a bundle of three. It's called a bundle of plays, but there's only three plays that the fans get to select from. They vote on them. They have 10 seconds to vote, and the majority of the votes, depending on what play gets the majority of votes, is the play we run. But that doesn't mean you can only win by selecting the play that is run. I mean, if that play is not successful, you can get points for picking a play that didn't work, and therefore, because it didn't work, you get more points because the play didn't work, or coach's selection. So a lot of ways to win money within the quarter, within a half, a game, a series. So it's going to be a lot of fun this year.
Hey, Merrill, I got to ask you. This is Mnuch, and I not only playing the National Football, the USFL, and some of the leagues. The AAF is going to start up here in February. You got the XFL starting next year. Just want to get your thoughts in reference to players developing or players who have played coming back and maybe playing out the last several years in a spring league.
Well, I would say this. Last year running the league, I was really surprised. I was actually shocked because I thought I really knew. That players lack development from college, to the NFL, just from like some of the staples of football for like pass protection. How do you pass protect? How do you run routes? And how do you read coverages? I mean, I was like mortified. Like some receivers, they didn't know what a cover, how to identify coverage. Backs were like, wow, who do you, what? How do you pass block? I mean, there's just so many things that are not taught or developed in college. And so this is a really good league to help those players that have the ability. They just need a few more reps. And that goes on both sides of the ball, offensively and defensively.
YourCallFootball.com is the website. Now, is the league going to continue to grow? Will we see it out in Phoenix at some point?
Well, right now I think we're going to stay with just two teams. I don't know if the world doesn't mean it can't because there's that strong possibility. But I see this technology taking off. I could see it being in the Pro Bowl one day, Now fans can call plays in the Pro Bowl, which would really spice up the Pro Bowl. I could see it in spring games. It also could be effective in other sports like baseball and golf and stuff. So there's a lot of options.
Here's Merrill Hodge, and the book is Brainwashed, the Bad Science Behind CTE and the Plot to Destroy Football. All right, Merrill, what motivated you, and along with Dr. Peter Cummings, to write this book and to get the word out there in reference to some of the misnomers that are out there about CTE? What was it that was the final straw for Merrill Hodge to go, damn, that's not accurate at all?
Well, when I went on a fact-finding mission, because I wanted to know the truth, I don't think I'm any different than anybody who's listening to you right now. You've probably seen a headline. You probably read a headline. Football causes CTE. Concussions cause CTE. But it didn't make sense, and I didn't even know what it was. And I wanted to know the facts. I really come about it from a parent's perspective, quite honestly. I just wanted to know the truth. So I went across throughout this country into Canada, sat with every neuropathologist that would sit with me, and I'd ask him, I'd go, listen, just explain to me what it is, okay, what causes it. And they'd say, Merrill, it's a pattern that's in an observation state. We have no idea what causes it. and we don't have any idea what it causes. We have people that we have discovered with this pattern. Nobody, they won't call it a disease because it's in an observation state. We have found it in people who never played sports, never played a history, head trauma, never played football. We found it in a one-year-old, a four-year-old. And I'm like, well, time out. And there's only 300 cases in the medical journal, too, in the world. Okay, not like 3 million or 300,000, only 300. And I'm like, why do we only hear about ones in football? Because if you have all of these cases outside of football, you can't keep pointing at football. You can't keep pointing at sports. And that doesn't mean we don't make it safer. And I'm not saying it's okay to hit your head and a concussion is no big deal, because it's not. And if you look at my history, that's why I went to Congress in 2009 to establish protocols for 8-18. But once I found out the scientific literature, okay, not the media, not something in the New York Times in the headline that's BS, or something in BU or Boston Globe, scientific literature, okay? Once I read that, once I understood the truth, that's when I was mortified. And I was like, gosh, dang, we got parents running around their hair on fire thinking their kids are going to get if they get a concussion, they're going to get CT, whether it's a girl or a boy. I'm like, what travesty. And subconcussion, I can't even tell you about the scientific garbage as far as the literature I read on there. That's not even scientific. Most people that I've talked to, neuropathologists, are like, it's not a thing. Like, how do you measure it? And then you read the scientific literature, it says poorly defined, misleading, can't be measured, therefore science fiction. I was like, wow. So really, that sparked the book. That really confirmed me to write the book, The Real Facts, and hopefully people will use it to help them make choices for their family.
Yeah, I think one of the things that you talk about here in the intro is, and that, to your point there, Merle, is hysteria is out running the facts. And that hysteria that's out there, I can tell you out here in Arizona, all the youth contact leagues are probably safer now than they have been in many, many years. And I don't know if that message is getting across in reference to people understanding that.
Well, you're exactly right, because it's getting blurred. People think that we're talking about the game being safer and better from these protocols, equipment, instruction, therapy, if on treatment, if you do have a head trauma. You could not be more accurate. But people think we're saying that because we're trying to mask that you're going to get some type of dementia or CTE later in life if you play youth sports. That can't be a bigger line of garbage in the media. There is zero scientific evidence of that. And if you just sprinkle in some common sense here, they, meaning Boston University and Ann McKee, they call a subconcussion hit any sudden shift. So imagine this. If you ever jumped on a trampoline, rode a roller coaster ride, had a pillow fight, you ever roughhoused, you wrestled with your friends, tackled each other in the backyard, you did anything like that outside of an athletic arena, you're subject to it. Okay, so we're all doomed. There wouldn't be a person on planet Earth that's going to survive. There's no scientific evidence of that, and it is incredible. You are right. I tell parents all the time, if I gave you an era that your kids get to play sports in, if you didn't pick today, right, you are misinformed. If you picked 20 years ago and we did nothing for protocol, 50 years ago when we didn't drink water, when equipment was paper mache, what tool we have today, I'm like, wow. I'm like, you're uninformed. And that is why, to empower people with the right information, the more they understand, the more they're informed, the more and the better it'll help them make choices in whatever direction they want to go in life.
Merrill Hodge joining us here on the Fanatic, CBS Sports Radio Phoenix. So, Merrill, so what is it that, I'm sure there's multiple levels that you want people to take out of your book, but give us one or two.
Well, I think the first one is the real scientific fact, what science is saying versus what you see in the media. When people go, or a parent is letting your kids play football and somebody tries to shame you as a parent, they are extremely uninformed, and you're not the denier. They're the denier. People that are going to sit there and question you, say something bad about you, but they haven't even read the scientific literature. They haven't done their due diligence just to understand all of the facts scientifically. They've taken a headline or listened to a news report or read an article to get their information. They're the denier because they don't know the truth. And if you read the truth, you understood the truth, the treatments and therapies that are available if your son or daughter were to have head trauma in any environment, the amazing things to help our kids to make sure they're safer and better when they return, that is what I hope they garner from it, and that they can use and apply and help their kids create a better, safer, and healthier lifestyle.
You know, Merrill, we got the book yesterday, and I had a chance to go through it a little bit last night today. And I thought your point about Junior Seau and Aaron Hernandez and Dave Durson about suicides and how everybody says, well, he must have had CT really bad because he committed suicide. Well, you broke it down in the book that there was many, many issues in these three men's lives in reference. Now, it may have contributed to it, but I think so many times the narrative is, well, CT caused him to have suicide or to commit suicide. I thought you guys broke it down very well to explain all the other issues they had in their life on top of it.
Well, you're exactly right. Now, first of all, CT is a pattern. There is no scientific evidence whatsoever that a tau pattern, a physical ailment, okay, a physical pattern of tau in the brain causes you to do emotional things, okay? When you are depressed, why are you depressed? Well, nobody knows. They don't know what area of the brain is responsible for depression. The physical aspect of a tau, there's no scientific evidence that F is a contributor in any manner for somebody to commit suicide. Now, things like, if we talked about all of the things that they were dealing with in life, Junior Seau was a big drinker. He'd already had having his restaurants closed down. He had a litany of things going wrong with him. He tried to commit suicide a few months earlier that when he drove off the cliff in San Diego. And all of the other, from Dave Durson, you're telling me that Aaron Hernandez losing $40 million, a daughter that's just born, and he's going to be in an 8x8 cell for the rest of his life, you don't think that drove him to suicide? You're going to try to blame something that does not even scientific fact whatsoever? So Dr. Cummings did do a good job in there. It helps you understand. And what we should do with this message of when somebody has mental issues and problems is the ability to get help, because there's so much help that's available and good things that we can do versus giving them excuses, putting a narrative out there that tips them over. We need to start changing that and helping those people versus giving them excuses.
Merrill, I'll just follow up with what you just said there. How do you respond then to what the NFL has done in trying to change things? Where are you on that?
Well, listen, this book, first and foremost, I didn't do the book for the NFL. I did it for families. I did it for youth football. That's what I'm most passionate about. That's why I wrote the book. That's why I published the book. I paid to do all the publishing. I wrote the book so that nobody could say, oh, you did it, and somebody paid you to do it. No, they didn't. In fact, I can't tell you how in debt I am in doing it. Okay. So that being said, where the NFL is now, there was a time where they were in the reactive position. They are in a proactive position now. What they do for players, what they do for the environment, not just in protocol treatments and therapies, but equipment. And that's from turf to grass to how they play, how they not how they play, but how they practice. I'm not like, I wish I could go back and play because I'm like, holy cow, it's an awesome environment. And we have that in youth sports as well, which we need to know. We need parents to know. And if it isn't, we need to make sure it's a part of all of youth sports protocols, treatments, and therapies.
Merrill, I'm glad you took the time to do this. I think this is going to help a lot of people. And we talk about it quite a bit. We do a lot for youth sports out here. And we appreciate you putting this together. And we're going to get the word out. And we thank you for taking some time tonight.
Guys, thank you for having me. Keep doing the work, good work, boys.
Thank you. That's Merrill Hodge. Again, the book is called Brainwashed, The Bad Science Behind CTE and the Plot to Destroy Football. We'll put it out on Twitter right now so you can find a link to get it. Merrill Hodge, we appreciate him taking some time. The best route to go to get the book for more information is called brainwashedbook.com. That's brainwashedbook.com.